Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. Oh, what a day for an election. It's also the 6th day of November, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 43 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're expecting a blistering high of 49 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's turning, man, winter's upon us. It was 15 degrees when I got up this morning. Excuse me. Oh, midterm scoreboard reveals massive influence of pro-Israel PACs on congressional candidates. Some more of those conspiracy theories. How in the hell did this ever make it on the internet? Well, we're going to find out in just a minute.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, Election Day, guys. You know, record turnouts, man. I've been listening to it all morning. Record turnouts, man. I mean, the record early voter turnouts and expecting 100 million to come and vote. Bullshit. I believe that, like I believe 3.6 percent unemployment in this country. I see different around me, man. But the production and the money they have put behind this son of a bitch is just incredible. It is completely incredible. I mean, I think it was a push for him to get past one more fucking election. I ain't kidding you. You're going to see some shit happen now. But mid-storm. Go ahead, sorry.
Kind of like that 6 million number.
Yeah, man. If these guys give you a number, and everybody's voted. You didn't vote, but then you hear something. Come on, vote. Come on, do it. Come on. Well, you guys got to know that even if the people who just abstained from voting, your straw man still voted. They control it. How many millions? Millions of votes do they actually control? I mean, if you got a straw man and it was registered any time, unless you have unregistered, they could vote that for you because that's just another piece of their corporate property, don't you know? However, I mean, the whole, go ahead, sorry.
The first time my two daughters ever voted, and they voted Libertarian, I know, but I heard it, hated to pour water on them. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, but the truth is the truth, dude. There's only one way this stops, and they're not going to stop it. We have to. This is from
I'm just saying it's a complete turnaround, so it takes time.
Yeah, I understand. But at least you understand it, Charlie. You said it yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, they were so proud of themselves. You know, the look on their face, they were wanting my approval.
You didn't vote?
No, I didn't.
All right. Okay, then. This is from Mint Press. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A detailed scoreboard on candidates from the Senate and House of Representatives shows that 28 pro-Israeli PACs and numerous pro-Israeli individuals have given candidates millions of dollars in campaign contributions because this is their country. The scoreboard presents 29 bills and resolutions that were introduced on behalf of Israel, 20 passed into law or on a record statement, many by unanimous consent. The legislation has occurred a total of over 3,300 co-sponsors. Over 80 congressional challengers have also accepted donations from at least one pro-Israeli PAC, most more than one. A just released midterm election scoreboard shows that Israel partisans have dominated Congress over the past 10 years, despite the preference of American voters who constantly wish in even-handed policies and feel the U.S. gives Israel too much money. You know, I was watching earlier, it was showing the immigration bullshit, you know, the they had the Israelis. I was watching on one of the goddamn videos, but these all the Israelis behind this invasion of our country. How they're down there handing them fucking money and shit, man, handing it right over to them to bring them into this goddamn country because they actually immigrated here and they back immigration. But wait a minute. Over in Israel, didn't they just throw all the African immigrants clear out so that it didn't dirty or change their culture? I mean, this is, well, again, in your face, and this whole fucking election thing is a fucking farce. This is the end of the production, and then you'll see the...
Hey,
go ahead.
This is hell.
Hey, brother.
You know, I got my very own voting machine here, voting booth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like 3 feet by 3 feet by about 7 feet tall. It's got a hole in it and a toilet seat.
So you've cast your ballot.
I vote every morning.
All right.
I call it the Septagog.
I tell people I get up early in the morning and I go commit a big felony every morning.
Anyway, I'm down on computer again. I got a
bummer.
Bunch of junk. I ain't got time to get it fixed right now. I'm still working on this cabin thing, but I'll get out of your hair. I'm listening in.
Right on. Yeah, some people were asked. Go ahead.
It's like they used to say, flush twice is a long waste of D.C.
Yeah, you know, believe it or not, guys, last time I was headed up by Portland, it's been a few weeks ago. I don't remember, at least a few weeks ago. But so I'm driving through one of these little towns, you know, outside of Portland, and there's some people standing on the corner. They had a sign that said, flush the brown down. I thought that was pretty good. Because she is shit. Communist shit. They're all communist shit. And what we got to realize about this voting thing, about this whole fucking election, is this is all pre-planned. The people who are going to be, it's all going to be very exciting and right up into the end. And I don't believe that they have the people coming out and voting. They're saying, I think they're lying, like they're lying about the goddamn unemployment numbers, like they lie about everything that comes out of their fucking mouths. They are desperate. They're up against the ropes. And I mean, this is the elite. I mean, when it comes right down to it, they'll play these games back and forth. But when it comes right down to where the elite is in danger of being removed and actually punished for their crimes, they will come together like kissing cousins, man. And, of course, they'll always have their Jewish backers. 29 bills. We were here. Over 80 congressional challengers have also accepted donations from at least one pro-Israeli PAC, most for more than one. I just released midterm election scoreboard shows that Israel partisans have dominated Congress over the past 10 years. No. Despite the preference of American voters. The detailed scoreboard on candidates for the Senate and House of Representatives shows that 28 pro-Israeli PACs and numerous pro-Israeli individuals have given candidates millions of dollars in campaign contributions. There are currently no pro-Palestinian. What about pro-goddamn Americans? There are currently no pro-Palestinian PACs, though one of the pro-Israel PACs supports some Palestinian positions. The scoreboard presents 29, in the rare case When pro-Israel bills were unpopular, the split usually occurred along party lines, suggesting that the action was motivated by partisan politics, not by a deviation from pro-Israel positions. Only one bill explicitly supportive of Palestinians opposing Israel's widespread imprisonment of children has been introduced. The bill has so far garnered 29 sponsors. Who's running this country, people? Who's been running this country for a long fucking time? Anybody that thinks you're going to vote your way out of this, you're beyond moronic. You are a participant in the biggest fraud to be ever perpetrated upon a people in the history of this fucking world. And there are civilizations, I mean 1,000 years ago, that weren't dumb enough to fall for something like this. I ain't kidding you. The scoreboard was compiled by If America Knew, a nonpartisan organization that focuses on Israel, Palestine, and U.S. connection. Five pieces of legislation in the study addressed military aid to Israel, including the memo of understanding that President Obama signed, promising Israel $38 billion over the next 10 years. A bill currently before Congress cements this non-binding agreement into law. That's what we're talking about, the direct tax. That is a direct tax from a foreign nation, right on our people. Who's running this goddamn, who's the authority in this country? It's the people. Really? I don't want to give Israel, I don't want Israel to be able to, a foreign country taxing me? When this goddamn government doesn't even have the authority to tax me? This just shows how, this just shows they're coming out with it, man. They're saying, like in the last couple of months, it's been an onslaught of revelation, they're coming out just tell you right up, yeah, your property. The government controls you. You understand? That Bill of Rights. You hold it up in your hand, like I said, and you look at asset forfeiture, or look at this guy yesterday who got blown away in his own home with a secret star chamber warrant. Somebody swore out against him that he could be dangerous with his gun to himself or somebody else. Ooh. Boy, that doesn't jive with that Bill of Rights now, does it? It's one or the other, people. And they've decided it's going to be the other until you prove them otherwise. The scoreboard was compiled by If Anyone Knew. Five pieces of legislation in the study addressed military aid to Israel, including the memo of understanding, $38 billion over the next 10 years. A bill currently before Congress cements the non-binding agreement into law, the largest such aid package in U.S. history, and an amount greater than U.S. aid to all other countries in the world combined. What? I hope Katie ain't listening. What makes that goddamn little piss hole over there in the middle of the goddamn desert, in the middle of the Middle East, so goddamn important to us people? Oh, that's like only democracy there. Katie knows the answer. World combined, American taxpayers presently provide nearly a quarter of Israel's annual defense budget. And we were talking yesterday about that defense budget. There's your house. There's your goddamn, all of this goddamn contracting, taking your goddamn wealth and contracting it out to their fucking buddies, the people in the club that you ain't in. The ruling elite. If nothing else, that seems like that would be something that would just, even the dumb, pretty dumb people, when they come on and they tell you there is a ruling elite, that means they rule somebody. And who would that somebody be? Well, if I'm not of the ruling elite, I must be of the ruled by the elite. They're showing, they're just turning their cards more and more. And to the point, I think they think they can press this. I think they got a sneaky ass plan to, divide and conquer and, slip it in this way, slip it in that way. This core of fighting men coming up to our border, they're going to walk right through that goddamn border, man, right into this goddamn country, right into your fucking neighborhood. When this shit breaks loose, man, it's going to be fun separating every, because they're not going to put on uniforms. Saying red uniforms, well, they might towards the end when they're playing the Czechists, when they want to take you down and pull your teeth out and your fingernails out for about a week until you figure out what you want to, they want you to confess to, because you don't know, because you don't know exactly what they want to hear. But once you finally get it right, then God have mercy on your soul. You get to go down into the basement and get your fucking brains blown out. And this is Trump. There ain't a dime's worth of difference in him. There are no Republicans. There are no Democrats. No conservatives, no liberals, no libertarians. It's just the law or there's not. And there, and I mean, holding those two pieces of paper up, that Bill of, I read that Bill of Rights, and I seen what they did to that man yesterday. He didn't have no Bill of Rights. I'm here to tell you that man did not have no Bill of Rights. Those motherfuckers that came in there were, they were completely without authority. They were goddamn paid. They were cops. That's corporate occupation police. That's what cops stand for.
Like Trump says, he'll get his due process after they get the gun.
Well, his due process is going to be, I guess, a hole in the ground, ain't it?
6 feet under. You're right.
Yep. So people, you better start figuring this shit out. I mean, we've talked about many times about stealing your mind and having your mind in the right way. Because, I mean, this guy, I'm sure this guy's just sitting there, he wasn't expecting nothing. I read another article had a little more shit about it in it. And he wasn't expecting, what they said about him was he was outspoken. Uh-oh. Now, if you're outspoken, that means you shouldn't have a gun. Because that's all anybody could ever say about him was he was a very nice guy. He was just outspoken. So this, I mean, I can see it because there's secret warrants from a secret court. I mean, goddamn. Go ahead.
I wonder what they say about you.
Oh, I don't know. I'm a pretty passive fellow, I think. Don't you? I mean, I try to be. No, what they did right there, they stood right in front of that man. They took his Bill of Rights and they ran it through a fucking shredder and murdered him dead. No due process at all. That man's life was taken. His lawful fucking absolute right to have guns, uninfringed right to have guns, and it's all under that 14th Amendment, people, because you're subject to their legislation, because you're a subject. And subjects don't have rights. I can't figure out why people can't get this through their goddamn head that this is the only issue. Are you a fucking slave or are you free in this land of the free and home of the brave? Because if I can hold up that goddamn that Bill of Rights and I can read you the procedural due process necessary to remove any piece of property from an American national, and then you say, well they went to a secret star chamber court, they can't even reveal the names of the people involved, and they got a secret warrant, and they went to this guy's fucking house, and I guess the guy laid the gun on the floor inside the house and went out to talk to these pricks, right? To this corporate occupation police. And it's corporate occupation police. That's what COP stands for. Corporate occupational police. And they work for the unions. And they have a license to kill, just like 007. They step out of line, you kill them, don't you worry about it. Because you're corporate occupation police. And the occupation will protect you. And your brother, corporate occupational police, will protect you. At any rate, people, they shredded it right in front of him. And I guess the guy went back in to get his gun. You better have your head together. They're starting this shit now. You better have your head together and just figure, you know what I mean? It's a hell of a way. I mean, think about it. Who would want to live their life just saying, any second now it could be over? Any second now, man, I could just be fucking stormed by fucking communists and coming in to fucking kill me. But you better have that in your fucking head. You better figure I'm going to get one there. Okay, oh, yeah, I got that waiting for that. Oh, got that. Oh, yeah. And just do it. It would have been, I mean, this is a terrible thing that happened to that man. But God damn it, he should have got two of them. That would have been so much better. To be able to come on here and say, yeah, he got two of them. That's what we got to do, people. Only you got to go for three, four, five, as many of the motherfuckers you can take out, because that is an illegal occupation that has declared you have no rights, that you are property. And either you're going to accept that or you're going to stand up and you're going to fucking fight it. There ain't no middle ground. Anyways, enough about these Jews and their seven. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on, you know, talking about how these unregistered foreign agents are running our fucking country. And how they want this goddamn, why do they want this invasion force in here? Because they're all fucking, they are the 1%. They are the ones that want slave labor. They really want you and me to have to bend a fucking knee to them. That's what they want. Just think about walking up to the Jew and, oh, you're a Jew, and having to bow and avert your eyes when you meet them on the fucking street because you're an animal. This is who's running your country. This is who the I don't believe. I mean, I'm not going to believe they're going to sit there and they can tell me that everybody that could vote and you know, the children, everybody went out and the children just kind of, you know, for fun voted too. And everybody, so that everybody voted. You lying motherfuckers. That's why I've been hearing the reports in the background the last few days about, you know, the bots being taken because there were bots on there. They were Soviet bots, Russian bots on the internet telling people not to vote. And they were pushing, you know, a lot of people, I mean, like, there's people out there pushing for people not to. Yeah, nobody is fucking playing this game anymore. What you're going to have is your goddamn base, whatever that is, I doubt it's 25% anymore. They'll take pictures of them, tight screen. Look at it, how many of them. There must be 200 there, and then 200 over here, and 200 over here. That makes 10 million, don't you know? My ass. I'll never believe a word comes out of that goddamn stupid box.
At the college here next to me, a couple of months ago, they had a deal, and they were serving free hot dogs. But in order to get a hot dog, you had to go register to vote. That ought to be illegal.
Brother, they have tried to pass laws to make you have to pay a fine if you don't register to vote and vote. And so somebody's going to try and convince me, oh, they don't want you to vote. They don't want you to have your say. Oh, fuck you. I'm not going to vote that corporate. I know what it is. I know what a corporate straw man is. It ain't that hard to find out. It's just the reason that I'm impoverished right now is because they have taken the wealth of my life, my inheritance from my grandfathers, and they have seized it. They have seized it through fraud. They have seized the goddamn country through fraud. This is not a republic. I mean, everybody wants to, I mean, somebody's coming out, somebody's calling it a democracy. This is a republic. No, by God, it ain't. Right now, on their paper, it's a fucking corporation. So it's not even a republic. You got that? It's a corporation. Like Walmart. Oh, here's another, you know, this, we've seen this coming. And we said it at the time. And it's just more of the same shit. Foxconn may bring Chinese worker to its new Wisconsin facility. Whoa, dude, no. They can't do that. This is America. It's from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Katie for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. Back in the summer of 2017, and I remember this. Too much fanfare, President Donald Trump. Too much. I mean, not too much, like too many. Too much fanfare. Donald Trump announced that Taiwanese electronics giant Foxconn, best known for making the iPhone, would build a new plant producing LCD panels in Wisconsin that will bring thousands of jobs to the state. Remember?
Back to Erica Gate! Erica Gate!
The little guy, fuck you. Hand the country over! Fire cell! How about that? Because no American could build a company. The people who fucking created, built the Hoover Dam, you know, that created, fucking space flight. Are these people, no. You need those third world fucking slave. Only a third world slave can do this kind of work. On the surface, it was a great deal in what's being called the largest economic development project in state history. Foxconn said it would build a $10 billion plant that will eventually employ as many as 13,000 people, according to the White House and Governor Scott Walker. To be sure, it was a quid pro quo. To help lure the manufacturer, the state pledged $3 billion in taxes and tax and other performance-based incentives, and local authorities added $764 million. Foxconn must meet hiring wage, and investment targets by various dates to receive most of those benefits. And while many, including the site and accused the pro the site, including this site, accused the project of being a giant taxpayer-funded boondoggle, calculating that every job created would cost some $230,000 in incentives, a little over a year later, an even more disturbing glitch in this plan was emerged, according to the WSJ. Instead of hiring local talent, Foxconn is considered bringing in personnel from China to help staff the large facility under construction. Chinese, I mean, they're taking over your fucking country. They're handing it to them. They're handing it to them right in front of your face. And boy, man, hell, they cheered that. God, in Wisconsin, we're getting jobs. Oh, we're getting some job thing. And the whole thing is, I love the rest of this fucking argument. It is just beyond belief. It goes to show you the contempt they have for the average intelligence. They think we are dumber than a fucking red brick. I swear they do. From China to help staff the large facility under construction in southern Wisconsin as it struggles to find engineers and other workers in one of the highest labor markets in the U.S. No, what it is here is you got to pay an engineer. You got to pay him, you know, around $80,000 a year. But if you bring in one of them Chinese guys, I see you can get him for, what, $5,000 a year. And, you know, that would kind of, even if you didn't get those incentives, none of those incentives that were promised, a goddamn wage cut like that, what, who cares? You got your Chinese goddamn, you got your Chinese facility, your Chinese business here on American soil. You got your Chinese workers at whatever shit, whatever pissant price you want to pay. You can put up a little town for them, a little Chinatown for them. And what you have is a hunk of China, because everything in China belongs to the Chinese government. You have fucking pure, raw, red communism right there, right there in good old Wisconsin. How do you like it, people? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Oh, people, why don't you come in here and let me talk to you a while? That's right, step right up and listen to a concerned citizen speak his piece. I tell you a little something that my daddy told me. The basic fundamentals if you want to be free. Cause son, there's something wrong internally. So if you want some freedom, son, don't want your country to be overrun. You got to keep America number one. My daddy told me, son, don't let them take your gun. That's what they're trying to do. Son, don't let them take your gun. They're taking your Bill of Rights away from you. My daddy said, son, don't let them take your gun. That's what they're trying to do. Son, don't let them take your gun.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shy via Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shy. It is 12:35 Pacific Time, and that was Grand Funk Railroad. Don't let them take your gun. You better realize that they're coming to take your goddamn gun. Don't lay down on the floor. You got nothing to fucking lose. You're either going to completely surrender your Bill of Rights right there on the spot, or you're going to fucking fight and kill and die for them. That's all there is to it. That's where we're at. I don't care about anybody's big-ass fucking plans about anything else. That's where we are. The man's dead. The proof's there. We were talking about the Foxconn may bring Chinese workers. We were down here. According to the report, the company has been quietly trying to tap Chinese engineers through internal transfers to supplement staffing for the Wisconsin plant. This is where it gets really interesting. And while Foxconn did promise that it would invest $10 billion to build a 22 million square foot liquid crystal display panel plant, hiring 13,000 employees, primarily factory workers, along with some engineers and business support positions, it apparently never specified if the workers hired would be American. I'd have never guessed it. Or Chinese. Responding to WSI questions about its hiring plans, the company said its Wisconsin first commitment remains unchanged, adding that it still plans to ultimately hire 13,000 and the majority will work on high-level value production and engineering assignments and in the research and development field. The rest of the workers on the plant, you know, the blue collars, well, they're the little red collars now. And the rich guy, he's going to get richer. And all he had to do is, but the sellout, we got to get to the sellout. And while ultimately Foxconn intends to hire Americans, it appears to be resorting to Chinese workers in the interim. Why? It appears that the key hurdle is the tight labor market, which is making recruiting a challenge. Unemployment in the state reached a record low earlier this year of 3%. In September, Wisconsin's jobless rate is well below the national average, which is 3.7% that month. Itself a 49-year low. Now, this is the part I don't understand. Go ahead. I bet somebody else figured it out.
Say it ain't so.
I would say it ain't so, but it's so-so. I can't touch it with the powder puff. The thing here, why would you hand over all these billions of dollars to bring a company in when you didn't need the jobs? You're going to have to bring in people to do the jobs. Do you think somebody might be getting some kickback money here? Because this sounds awful suspicious to me. You didn't even need jobs. You're only at 3%. 3%, well, what was it John calculated at one time on here? At 4%, that's full employment. That means that the 4% is people moving from job to job. At 3% unemployment, I mean, there is no unemployment. There is no need. There's no need for any more work. There's no need. There's too much work for the fuck. I mean, there's too many people for the work already at 3%. So we bring in a Taiwanese big corporation. We take a bunch of tax money from these people who are working, and we give them incentives, billions of dollars, to come in here and build a plant for 13,000 more jobs that were going to come in at, what was it up here? It was like 230,000. Every job created costs some $230,000 to create jobs when you have no, you're actually fully employed. Why did you do that? Somebody's passing some money around, and here is a goddamn Taiwanese. Now that's Taiwan, China, because China, you know, Taiwan is China. They've made that goddamn clear. It's going to be manned by Chinese labor. And the Chinese engineers that will come there probably were educated right here in the United States on your buck. How about that? Just to put a little salt in the wound. But get out there and vote, by all means. I mean, Because this is about corporation. That's where people lose the whole concept. It's just like when the Forest Service, you know, they were hired to, they were going to manage your resources for you for the enjoyment of the people. Then they became a corporation. And they switched it over to a corporation. A corporation acts for profit. That means they're going to, whatever makes the most money off of your public lands is what they're going to do. And throwing your ass off and letting it be mined, the timber cut, ripped apart, every bit of the minerals sucked out of the son of a bitch. That's what corporations do. Because they're there to make money, don't you know? But, I mean, like I said, this is something that we've said, yeah, this is, I mean, yeah, they'll probably bring in Chinese workers. Now it's a little part of China, another little part of China. They already got their Chinese banks in here. I mean, that should have been enough to rock the world. I mean, and you barely heard anything about it. But they gave a charter to China to bring fucking, I mean, bad enough, you got the Federal Reserve in it. You have Chinese banking here now. They have all but taken over this fucking country. You got your transportation department going to be handed over to old, what the hell is it? Mitch McConnell's wife. You're Chinese. You know, the Chinese Coke runner with the, you know, that runs the Coke on the big boats. Yeah, that's going to be turned, your road systems are all going to be turned over. I think that, I hate to tell you this. I think this corporation here, this United States corporation, has done a merger with China. And they're going to merge together. And you know, it really has nothing to do with anything that the people have to say about it, because this is a corporate merger. The corporate boards have agreed. And there will be hirings and firings with any corporate merger. And the rules will change, like with any corporate merger. I'll tell you, you cannot have a corporate merger of red communist China with the U.S. corporation without you. That Bill of Rights thing that's gone. The board's already decided that. Okay. So, I mean, get ready, people. Because you know what? You can't hide from this. There's nowhere to run. This is the new world order being fucking put in, being plugged in. The last phase is here being plugged in. They are determined that they're going to have it. Hey, you're going to either fight or you're going to get down on your knees like a good Russian, bend over, let them put that pistol to the back of your neck and pull the fucking trigger and be ready, your dumbass. And you know, if it reaches that point, that is what we deserve. We have the largest goddamn army on the planet Earth, and this shit's going on, and I mean, not that it's going on, but they're throwing it right in their face. They're letting you know. It's very difficult to find skilled labor in our market, said Loretta Olson, who owns an Express Employment Professional Staffing Office in Raisin, Wisconsin, that brings in Indians and Chinese, no doubt, on H-2B visas. That's how they'll get here. That's why we need all those extra visas. And I told you, and that's another thing, these kind of I told you so's don't really bother me. Back when you guys were going for this Trump bullshit, I told you. I said they're coming after you. You're the last of the tech jobs. I mean, you're last of the middle class. They're coming for you. If you're going to understand us a whole lot better here pretty soon, because they're coming to eliminate your ass, to put you down, well, among the goddamn poor. You know those insignificant people. You have the ruling class, and you will be one of the ruled, you see, and there'll be no doubt in your mind that you're ruled, because they're going to tell you. They're going to tell you your property. They're going to tell you where to go, when to get up, when to go to sleep. They're going to tell you where you can go and can't. Well, you better have your travel papers with you. Did you get permission to drive over to the store and get eggs? Did you? You don't have your permission? We'll fucking execute you right here and part you out. We know some rich folks that want your kidneys and your goddamn heart. The board of Rasson County Economic Development Corp, which worked to attract Foxconn to the area. In response, area employers are improving benefits and offering more perks to. I mean, they're just making this look like such a wonderful fucking thing. Why did you take the tax money from these people that were working? These are working people. You took their money and you gave it as an incentive to bring a foreign company in here to take over. That's going to be their fucking territory, man. Because we're not operating under goddamn international law of sovereign borders. We're operating under the Uniform Commercial Code. That's going to be there. It's just like the ports taken over by the Chinese. You know, all these, I can't think of the name of the outfit, but all the ports that have been taken over, that's China. You don't think so? You ain't a truck driver. You ain't never been to one. You pull into one, Costco. You pull into Costco, when you drive out on them docks and stuff, you're in fucking China. Guarantee fucking to you. They've already, I mean, Seattle? Seattle is completely taken over by the fucking Chinese. No two ways about it. There is a corporate merger here between the United States Corporation and the Empire, or the, what am I saying? And the People's Communist Republic of China. A corporate merger where we are just property. And see, their people, they're already just property of the state. State owns them. And they, a Chinaman, see, that's what kind of what they're working. It's that Bill of Rights thing. It's a goddamn Bill of Rights thing. Because the people in China, they never could own anything. State owns everything. Owns your clothes. You own nothing. And if you have this corporate merger, man, goddamn, you can't have it half free. Well, you know. They've already told us the Bill of Rights. Fuck your Bill of Rights. It's out of here. It's not a part of our corporate plan. They are the few. We are the many. We outnumber them 10,000 to one. And it's, I mean, we're playing this election thing right now. I mean, it's like the Super Bowl. I told Laura, I said, we better get some popcorn so we can sit up and watch the Super Bowl because, I mean, this is how this fucking thing is being aired. This is the goofiest, childish. Well, when I think about it, I was talking the other day and there was some movie, I can't remember where we were watching the TV. We rarely watch TV anywhere, but I was watching TV and this commercial comes on for this new movie and these people are flying. I mean, it's funny books. These are comic books. This is what we fucking used to read when we were 7 or 8 years old. Comic books. And people are, adults. I mean, they're goddamn into it. Look at Star Wars. You got grown adults walking around with these suits. They have conferences and everything over a stupid fucking movie. But they ain't got time to know their fucking Bill of Rights. This is the bread and circus of all bread and circuses, don't you think? But this is the fucking mentality. But it's not all of us, because 90% of the people, they can't afford this shit. I mean, well, last night I was, had old, Tucker Carlson. I was listening to, he was talking to somebody, and they were talking about, you know, and what the guy was saying, well, you know, everything is, you know, if you're rich here, it has gotten very good for you. If you're rich here. I mean, you can have people sweeping your floors, wiping your ass, doing everything for you. All these third worlders, man, you can get them for nothing. He said, but there's what people are failing to consider in the equation is the poor people who outnumber the rich people. 10,000 to 1 at this point. So just keep going for it, you sons of bitches. You know, when you get to the point to where, you know, everybody's looking out for their own fucking self-interest, they do not want to end what they know to be treachery. And they do not want everybody to be equal and right and to play on an even playing field. This, I'm telling you right now, this is what, well, that's when people start building fucking guillotines. And it gets way out of fucking control. But evidently, this is what we want. This is what's going to have to fucking happen here. So maybe you better get to building a guillotine. Put it out in your front yard and let them know that you're in on the game. We understand the game. It's going to take the fucking guillotine because there's traitors at every level. And there's people that are going to, there are people that are going to turn on us to be, just to try to protect their ill-begotten gains that they do not own anyway. Because just like China with this merger, I don't care what you think you fucking own in this country. I don't care if you're a big old rancher, you got 10,000 fucking acres of your own up against 200,000 acres that you have leased, supposedly, through a government contract. They are going to, you are a fucking, there ain't that much room at the top, boys. You don't think they want what you got? Just because they've milked everybody else right up to this point, it just keeps going up. Like I said, 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, I was telling that middle class, you're a bunch of fucking fools. Don't vote. Unregistered vote. Get away from that vote. Because they're coming for you next. They're coming for you next. Oh, the Trump, and they got signs on a Trump. I'm a Trumper. I'm a Trumper. Well, Trumper. Here they come for your fucking job. Now you can get down here with the rest of us. And then you're, oh God, I can hear you finally, when you finally reach the point that they can't do that. They can't, I'm going to hire a lawyer. That's what I'm going to do. I got the money. Go hire that lawyer. Let's look at something else. Something jumped in my mind. Speaking of lawyers. Where did I hide that son of a gun? Wow. I had it. I know I did. Anyways. What the article is about, whether I can find it or not, was
Henry, while you're looking, I'll tell a little story. Matt got this, it's probably like a 8x10 card in the mail. It says your neighborhood votes at a high rate, and you flip the card over, and it says your voting record. It's got his name here, turnout rate D, and then it's got listed six other of our neighbors. You know, turnout rate A, 100%, all these other ones. One's got a B rating. That's funny.
That's just money spent to procure the illusion. I don't fucking believe it. I live in this world, and I mean, I see people in all walks of life because, I'm forced to be at different places at different times and see different fucking people. And I know better. No! That's what the guy was talking about last night. He goes, man, you guys better start thinking about those people that you have swept under the rug. 100 million people swept under the rug. 100 million people who have armed themselves swept under the rug. And now, because of the duplicities at every level, they're building fucking guillotines. Now, speaking of lawyers, Motel 6 to pay $7.6 million for giving guest list to U.S. immigration. This is from Yahoo News. Motel 6 will pay up to $7.6 million to Hispanic guests to settle a proposed class action lawsuit claiming that it violated their privacy by regularly providing guest lists to U.S. immigration and customs enforcement agents. Terms of the preliminary settlement with the 8 Hispanic plaintiffs, 7 from Arizona and 1 from Washington State, were disclosed in a November 2nd filing with the federal court in Phoenix. Motel 6 has also agreed to a 2-year consent decree barring it from sharing guest data with immigration authorities absent warrants. Well, you know what? Last year, wasn't this summer, the summer before last, the bathroom had to be done in this house. So they had to get us a motel room for a night. And the landlord, we liked the landlord. We're cheap as we can. It was Motel 6. And, I've stayed at motels all my life in different places all over this goddamn country. This is right down here in Klamath Falls. So we pull in, and Laura walks in to register us. I'm sitting there in the car, and she comes back out and says, they say they have to see your ID. I said, what the hell are you talking about? See my ID. Oh, they have to see the ID of every person in your vehicle. I'm going in at night, of course. You know, I'm saying, it gets down to you. I'm calling them communists. I said, you're a bunch of fucking communists. I go, this is a violation of my fucking rights. You know, I'm sitting there going, it ain't none of your fucking business who I am. But, you know, I had to have somewhere to stay the night. But then as I found out from somebody who works down there at Motel 6, that every day after they collect all the, you know, they make everybody, and they take pictures of your fucking driver's license to get a goddamn room, okay? Now, every day, they send that information over to the state police headquarters to run through their computer, or maybe it's court computers. They send it over to the cops, you know, the cops. They send it over to them to run for warrants. So if you have a bench warrant or something, you're laying there, they come and fucking arrest you right there at the motel. That's okay, because you're an American national, see. But these fucking foreigners, they got goddamn rights in this country, people. And I guarantee you, I swear to you, that's the truth.
What?
You ain't learned. You got to go, just go up there by yourself and get the room, and then a couple hours later, you know, you have 10 other people come around.
Yeah, you know, it's just that, I don't know, I'd just soon not go into a goddamn motel. You know, I mean, yeah, there's one, but everybody's down on the airs, but the only motel that, you know, that every 2 years, it's about, Laura and I get to go over to the coast to spend a night. You know, we just stay the hell with it, and we drive over there, and there's this little motel, and it's run by this Iranian fella. And he's got, I mean, we've done this like over the last 6 years. We probably went there 3 times, like I said, about every 2 years. And he recognized you when you come through the door. Talk to you nice as hell, man. And polite as you could ever fucking believe. And I can smoke in my room. And, you know, like the last time I went there, you know, his little house thing he had up front there that he, where he did the business, son of a bitch burned down on him. And so he was over there, he had everything, but he was packing a pistol. I noticed he took to carrying a pistol, which made me like him even better. And we come in, and, you know, he really recognized, this is the third time we've been there, man. And so we don't just register at his motel. You gotta sit down at the table and talk with the man for a little while. And during the conversation, he pulls out a silver dollar, and he goes, you know, this is the only real currency there is. And people don't even realize it. And I go, yeah, I understand. I mean, I understand it all. You know, I've turned him on to the site and what might have you. But, I mean, this guy is more fucking American than I mean, he don't give like writing down, you got to write down your license plate number. He don't give a goddamn what your license plate number is. It ain't none of his business. And he don't want to be none of his business. What he talked to me about was about how he came here, he legally immigrated into this country, and how he said they're tearing it. There ain't no freedom. They're ripping the freedom out. The whole reason I came here, he goes, they're ripping all the freedom out right now. This is a guy from another country. Iran. Oh my God, terrorist. But he understands. When he's looking at, you know, it's like the Mexican, or whatever she was, Guatemalan woman that was on here the other day. You know, they realize of an invasion. They realize you come from a place of shit and you're coming to someplace better and you find the same shit. You didn't go nowhere. And that's what this country, this is supposed to be the bastion of freedom. The bastion of freedom. Liberty. The people are supposed to be the authority here, but we're not. This is a fucking corporation, and we're corporate property. They treat us like the shit beneath their feet. And they're going to continue to do that until we blow their fucking heads off their shoulders. That's just all there is to it. There is no other deterrent. They will not stop themselves. They cannot stop themselves. But, you know, like I said, it's election day, and I don't really want to bum anybody out because this is a day of celebration. This is and when they tell you 100 million people came out to vote, you know how, I mean, if they were taking the straw man, I thought about this, just taking the straw man, everybody who just said, fucking, I ain't voting, right? And they're just voting. They've got all the straw man documents. And they belong to them. This is how the whole fucking vote has been for how long? It's been going on for 100 years. Is this how the vote's been going on for 100 years? They decide just who's going to be put who where, and then they vote their corporate stock. If my corporate stock, the Henry Shively Corporation, if a foreigner is holding that goddamn piece of paper, does he vote? Does he vote that stock certificate, if that's what it is? Does he vote, get to vote because he holds that? Because that's what everybody else is voting. That's what they're voting. When you go out there and sign your name on that little thing, that's what you're voting. So I guess if you don't claim that vote and agree to be corporate property by your own hand, the person who owns the piece of paper who owns you technically, because that's what it is. It's a stock certificate. You're just a fucking piece of your life's worth. You, as a human being, it's your bond. It's like you're bonded is what you are. And the person that holds that bond owns you. So if a guy over in China is holding my bond right now. And it's, well, yes, I bought bond. Very cheap bond. They hate this guy. But anyway, is he voting that goddamn straw man? I mean, under the corporate rules, it seems like he should be able to. Maybe that's where they're getting their 100 million votes from. It doesn't matter. I don't give a shit what happens, because I promise you guys, I'll sit here all day long, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse, and it's going to keep coming up the fucking ladder, up, 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 and it's coming to you. I might have to fight him a little sooner, but goddammit, I tell you what, you're going to fight him. You can run. Where in the fuck are you going to run to? Up to Canada? Ooh, there's a free place that's going to let you, live a free life, and they're gonna bring you right in and give you your freedoms and liberties. You're going to run south to Mexico? You're going to go, what, the whole rest of the country, I mean, the whole rest of the world is communism, socialism. Where are you going to run to?
Canadian subject, Mexican peon, which one you want?
Yeah, there you go. Chinese coolie. Very good, Charlie. Charlie understands. And, man, and I'll tell you what, people, you better, after this thing that happened and with this fella with his gun, you better have your eyes wide fucking open. I mean, just somebody fucking has a hard on for you. Somebody doesn't like you. Maybe you didn't lend them $500 when they asked you to. And just go, oh, he's armed. Yeah, I'll sign the piece of paper in the secret court. And he'll never know, right? Nobody's going to know. Yeah, I'll sign the piece of paper. Get that son of a bitch that'll lent me the $500. I mean, my God, people. You take that, just take that Bill of Rights and just say, is it this or is it this? Because if it ain't that Bill of Rights, you might as well throw the son of a bitch away, get down on your fucking knees, and learn how to kowtow correctly to your new Chinese masters, because this is a merger. Anyways, we've reached the top of the hour and then some. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, just enjoy this day. It's election day. It's like Super Bowl. You know, go team. My team, your team, the team. Treachery, tyranny, fools. That is
you
the word.
You gave me a couple hours. Yeah. You added a couple hours to my life. I don't have to go vote.
Good. You're welcome, Charlie. We'll talk. That's The Word from the Trenches.